coaster wants to see all the people, you know, with the special needs and the, you know, the kids with the wheelchairs and the sick kids and that. So we're going to bring them up first. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Like, this is fine. And he spent a lot of time with them. Like, he wasn't just, you know, hey, I'm okay, I'm shake hands, whatever. Like, you talk with them. And I got to see that. So it was not even like I was waiting. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so the whole time he's doing this, he comes over saying, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry. He just likes to spend time. I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like, this is fine. I get to watch Hulk Hogan be Hulk Hogan and these kids be happy. Finally, it gets to be my chance to go up. So I walk up the little flight of stairs and I sit down. And like, Hulk Hogan's massive. Like, even he was huge, right? Huge. And the first thing he says was, you know, thanks for waiting, brother. Like, all right. I said, you know what? Like, in that moment, it's just like, yeah. I'm like, that's cool, Hulk Hogan. That's like, no problem. He's like, oh, I appreciate it, brother. Let me shake your hand, brother. And I'm like, all right. I don't know. No problem, Hulk Hogan. I'll shake your hand. And it was just the coolest thing. Like, you know, you get to have this Hulk Hogan experience where he's like in character, kind of. He's not in character. He's not wrestling, but he's calling you brother and he's kind of doing the voice or whatever. And I'm like, this is awesome. So it was a really cool experience to see him be like that with everybody and be decent and kind and patient and, you know, giving of his time with people. But then to also sit there and the first words out of his mouth, he's calling me brother, was just like amazing.